Track 60, Unit 10, Grammar Focus, Activities 2 and 3.
Yesterday, somebody paid $450 million for a painting at an auction in New York. So today we're talking about the value of art. With me is Diane Shaw, owner of the East Bank Gallery. Diane, why does art sell for such high prices?
Well, let me start by saying that paintings are bought and sold every day. I expect a painting is being auctioned right now, somewhere in the world. But most are sold for just a few hundred dollars.
Okay, but when art is sold for a high price, it does seem very high. For example, in the spring of 2015, 10 pieces of art were sold for a total of $800 million. They were bought by different people, of course, but that's still an average of $80 million per item.
Well, people spend that much money for different reasons. It could be that the owner likes the art and wants to own it because it makes them feel good or look good to other people. Perhaps the art is special to them in some way, or they like the artist's technique and creativity. It can also be to make money. Art collectors buy art which they think will go up in price so they can sell it at a higher price later on.
Art isn't only collected by private individuals, though, is it? It's also bought by galleries.
Yes, that's right. Galleries buy it so they can display it and attract more visitors. Or in some situations, a piece of art is bought by an individual and then given to a museum to display. For example, in 1987, a private collector bought one of Vincent van Gogh's sunflowers paintings for just under $40 million. He then gave it to the Museum of Modern Art in Japan, where it's on display today.
I expect the owner can visit whenever they want.
Yes, probably.